So forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Him today, because He is worthy to be praised. Let's forget about everything that is unlike Christ. Come before Him reverently this morning. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Our Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning to do just that. To concentrate on Your goodness. Concentrate on Your mercies. Concentrate on Your love, on Your grace, for sparing our unworthy lives and brought us here this morning. We pray this morning that You'll accept our worship, You'll accept our praise. And may we go from this place rejoicing, knowing and understanding that we have been with Jesus. Bless us today, accept our worship. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning to the people of God.
Good morning.
Is everybody happy this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We're alive and we're well, so we need to be happy.
Yes.
You know, I asked the pastor, how is she doing? She said, fabulous. Are you feeling fabulous this morning? Amen. By the way, we're in the presence of God. And if God is here, this should make us happy. And this makes it holy ground. So we are in holy ground right now. Let's remember that if God is in this place, there shouldn't be any sadness. There should just be happiness. Because where He is, there is happiness. Amen. My job this morning is to welcome you to the house of the Lord. Welcome you in God's presence. Welcome you to Imani Praise Fellowship Church. And today we are blessed with a first-time visitor, Ernie. He's sitting in the back. And we want to welcome you to Imani, Ernie. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to feel blessed today. And may we, when you leave here, you will want to come back. Amen?
Amen?
And later we will show you what we do here at Imani. We're going to hug you. We're going to give you the holy kiss. We're going to let you feel welcome. So be prepared, Ernie. Amen? And to, Roxy has her niece and nephews here. We want to welcome you to Imani Praise Fellowship.
Amen?
Amen? Amen. Amen. And to all our regular members and second-time visitors, we welcome you. May you feel blessed today. Today's communion, so may you prepare your heart to receive that. I now hand over to our pastor. Amen?
Amen.
It is so good to see each and every one of you. It's good to see Elder Ashley and his wife. It's always a blessing to have you all with us today. And to all of our visitors, we welcome you. We're so blessed to see and have you with us. God has a very special blessing in store, and I just hope you are excited to not only receive from the Lord, but to bless Him back. Amen? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. God has something very special as we prepare our hearts, not only for His word, but for the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Amen? Amen. So let us now continue to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Here's the part in the service where we get to, as we prepare to go to communion, call on the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so if you just want to press close, this is the opportunity that you can do that. You can come on down right now if you feel that way. How many of you need prayer? Well, come on down, and you should come on down. Amen. Bible says you have not because you ask not. Amen. I don't know about you, but I should, anytime there's prayer, I'm going to make myself go to that place. Amen. Because you can never have enough of the Lord. Amen. You cannot wear Him out. You cannot cause His supply to run out. He just says, come unto me, all ye that are tired and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, we just want to thank you. Because, Lord, though we may each in our own personal lives have some area of difficulty, have some area of struggle, have some area of waiting where we are waiting for your deliverance, where we are waiting for your answer. God, we know that there is someone else that's going through something a little harder. Though we might be encountering some darkness, oh God, we know that there is someone else who's in a darker place. Not because they are worse than us or we are better than them, but only because, oh God, you said that you would never give us more than what we can handle. So, Father God, we thank you for considering our frailties. We thank you, oh God, for your grace, even in a harsh, sin-cursed world. See, Jesus, the honest truth is we are soft, Lord. We want to stand for you, but we don't want trouble. We don't want difficulty. We don't want the storms of life. Who wants that, God? Can we just be real for a minute? We don't want that. Who would want that? But because of sin, that's the way the world is. And God, what makes you so awesome is that you didn't take the easy way out to get us out, but you came down into sin, oh Lord. See, God, I'm moved when I think about the fact that you as Jesus, the author of life, watched your stepfather die, and you could have saved him, but God, that wasn't the way. And you watched your mom struggle as a single mother, oh God. And you, who are the source of all food, probably at times went a little hungry. And you never made it easy on yourself, oh God, because you wanted to know what it was like for us when we go through. And you wanted to set an example for us of faith when we have to go through, oh Father God. And God, every time we want to give up, I don't know about anybody else, but I know every time I want to give up and say this Christian thing, forget it, I can't get around you, Jesus. You're too high for me to get over, and you're too low for me to get under, and you're too wide for me to get around. When I get mad or frustrated in my flesh, God, and I just want to say, Lord, you don't know what it's like to watch a loved one die. Father, I think of you having to get up off your throne and hold the angels back as Jesus surrendered his spirit on the cross, and they wanted to just destroy the world. They were done with man. Yeah. And in the midst of your pain, and in the midst of your separation, you still thought about me, that you held them back. Yeah. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. We don't want to ask you for anything really today because you already know our needs, oh God. We just want to say thank you, God, for allowing us this opportunity, this breath, this space, this time and this place where we can meet with you, God, that you would even take that time aside to meet with your people. Lord, we thank you for this 4.6 acres of land. Not for the land, oh God, but for the fact that you've assigned us as a place. This is our Bethel. This is our house of God. This is that place where we can come, God, and ask you for effective change. Change in our attitudes. Change in our salvation status. Change in our character. Change in our situation. This is the place where we can come when we're tired and say, God, even yet and still, not my will, but thy will be done. This is that place, oh God, when we are struggling with the sanctification process, where we can come and fellowship and hug one another and encourage one another, that even though we come in tired, we leave singing, I don't feel no ways tired. Come too far from where I started from. No one said the road would be easy. But God, I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. So right now, oh God, somewhere in some situation, I pray that you would just step in at your discretion and get the glory. I pray, oh God, that somewhere in someone's heart that you would just turn that thing around and turn that thing around and turn that thing around. I pray, oh God, in someone's spirit, oh Father God, if they want to give up, they're doubting if heaven's for real, that they just be encouraged to hold on. They're going to make it to the other side because Jesus, you're in the boat. And you're not losing any sleep. As a matter of fact, we get discouraged and we start to panic because we don't think you're moving fast enough. But that's because you know you already got it under control. And if you're at rest, God, then we can rest. Oh, Father God, I pray. I pray, oh Lord, that you just come through this service today and just wash our feet. Because, God, we've gotten them muddy on the journey. But, God, I thank you that we are journeying someplace that's good to get our feet dirty. I thank you, oh, Father God, that we're walking, marching towards Zion today. I thank you, oh, God, for the fellowship. I thank you, oh, God, for the pastor and her vision. I thank you, oh, Father God, for the breath and the word of life. I thank you, oh, God, for the gifts that you've assembled here and personalities as we rub up against each other, sharpening each other, polishing each other, yes, at times irritating each other, but always loving each other and molding each other into the image of Christ so that when you come, you might find a church without spot or wrinkle. And most of all, oh God, I thank you. I thank you for the promise of your presence. I thank you, oh Father God, that someone today is going to be added to the kingdom of heaven. I'm just claiming that. I'm claiming that, oh God. I'm claiming that, and we're going to be able to see the power of God moving today. I thank you for your word, the bread of life. These things we ask, oh God, in the name of him who is worthy, in the name of him whom we love, in the name of him who is life and our strength and our hope. He is the bright and morning star. He's the rose of Sharon. He's heaven's hero. He's our God and our King and our kinsman redeemer. He's our bridge over troubled water. He's our healer when we're sick. He's our lawyer in the courtroom. He's our advocate when everyone else says we're guilty, and we know that not only are we guilty, we're as guilty as sin. But I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that there's still heroes in the world. I thank you that a hero had to come from heaven and come down into our situation. Oh God, I thank you today. And it is in his name that is above every other name that we say amen, amen, amen.
That which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same day, same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father,
prepare to partake of your communion service. Lord, we reflect back on the day that you poured out all of heaven, when the one who was the Word, the outshining of your glory, allowed his body to be broken and his blood to be spilled. Lord, as we journey from earth to heaven, we pray that his great sacrifice would never be lost in the corridors of forgetfulness in our mind, and that it would not be something that was done in vain. Lord, we thank you this day for the great sacrifice that your Son made. May you bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus took the bread. It was broken, and he said, "This is my body that was broken for you. As often as ye eat it, do so in remembrance of me. And he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. As often as you drink it, do so in remembrance of me. And the church said, amen. Amen and amen. God has truly blessed us and allowed us to experience his cleansing power, amen, and a wonderful time in his presence. And I don't know about you, but I am excited, I am blessed, and I am on a mission to bless somebody else. Amen? Amen and amen. May the grace of God be with you. May he be in you and on you. May you be blessed when you come. May you be blessed when you go. May you be blessed in all that you find your hands to do. May sickness and disease be far from you. May rebellion and disobedience be far from you. May the joy of the Lord overtake you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. May you be a blessing to everyone you come in contact with, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen and amen.